Good afternoon. My name is Glenn Watchhorn, and I'm the President and CEO of Terra Firma Capital Corporation. Thank you for attending this year's AGM. I'll be providing a brief report on the year ended December 31st, 2019, followed by a review of our activities since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, and finally, our thoughts on moving forward once this crisis has ended. Please note that all dollar amounts referred to are in U.S. currency unless otherwise indicated. 2019 was a transformative year for Terra Firma. The company finished the year with a record high originations exceeding $107 million and reported an adjusted net income of 24 cents and 21 cents Canadian per share for the last two quarters of 2019, respectively. Assets under management ended the year at a record high $201 million. We managed to establish new relationships with large developers and builders for loan and mortgage investments and for land and lot inventory financing, which we commonly refer to as land banking or lot banking. With these and our existing relationships alone, the company was able to build up a very strong pipeline of transactions by the end of 2019, leading into 2020. During the year, Terra Firma repaid its corporate line of credit of Canadian $20 million from a Toronto-based lender and replaced it with a much larger, more flexible, and lower-cost corporate line of credit of U.S. $40 million with a Texas-based bank. The company also implemented new technology systems with interface, licensing, and funding features, which will streamline our syndication and reporting process, allowing us to offer investment products to our private investor base in a more efficient and cost-effective way. Our private investor network continues to be one of Terra Firma's greatest assets. Our track record with private investors since inception remains at a zero loss rate, and we have successfully syndicated every transaction that we have marketed. By the end of 2019, Terra Firma had managed to build an overall 10-year track record of success, including a five-year successful track record in the U.S. Through 129 transactions equating to over $600 million, the company has recorded losses on only two transactions, representing only a 0.5 of 1% loss rate overall. Since commencing business in the U.S. over 5 years ago, Terra Firma has originated approximately $317 million of U.S. transactions and currently has a zero loss rate. During the first quarter of 2020, the company was well on its way to producing another solid quarter of earnings and growth. In our assets under management when the COVID-19 crisis hit. The expected growth in assets under management and earnings were impaired during the quarter after we decided to postpone the closing of four transactions totaling approximately $38 million. Even with this setback, Terra Firma posted an adjusted net income of 19 cents Canadian per share for the first quarter ended March 31st, 2020. Since the beginning of this crisis, the company has taken the necessary steps to safeguard our employees and to abide by the recommendations and direction of the government and health authorities, and have altered all our protocols and processes accordingly. We have been able to work effectively through daily virtual meetings, and our entire staff have taken actions to protect our assets and financial strength to withstand the crisis. We continue to be in constant contact with our developers and builders, and thus far during the crisis, we only have one loan in default for $4.8 million, of which the exposure to Terra Firma when taking into consideration private investor capital is $600,000. This loan matured in late February, and unfortunately, the borrower's refinancing plan has since been negatively impacted by the COVID crisis. However, we are taking the necessary steps to protect our position and continue to expect full repayment by way of a successful refinancing or asset sale in due course. All of the U.S. housing markets in which we currently have investments are actually performing quite well and continue to report healthy sales despite the crisis. In fact, just last week, the U.S. housing market recorded a 10-year high for weekly mortgage applications or home purchases. While this seems somewhat counterintuitive, it's not surprising given record low mortgage rates, low supply, pent-up demand, and the overall health of the housing market prior to the crisis. We do, however, remain cautious as it remains to be seen what the economy and the housing market will look like after the government stimulus and subsidies, as well as mortgage and rent deferrals, end. As such, Terra Firma continues to take a more defensive approach as it relates to our financial position and any new transactions. We are, however, optimistic that the company will emerge from this crisis and the resulting economic damage in a position of strength, given, firstly, our healthy cash reserves, low debt levels, and significant room remaining in our corporate line of credit. Secondly, our portfolio of loans and investments that are primarily first mortgages and wholly owned positions in residential for sale properties, which seem to be performing quite well relative to other real estate asset classes. And thirdly, we are diversified across 10 major markets. In addition to our healthy balance sheet and access to significant dry powder for post-COVID lending and investing opportunities, we also have significant origination and management capacity with an experienced team, which we have retained entirely. That has proven ability to perform both in normal and distressed markets. Overall, as we work through the current market volatility caused by COVID-19, we remain confident in our ability to weather these unprecedented times with a strong balance sheet, increasing cash inflows, and virtually no or very low leverage. We are equally confident and pleased to be able to continue paying our shareholders 20 cents Canadian per share dividend annually. And while the COVID-19 crisis may lower the company's growth trajectory in the short term, we remain focused on our long-term origination and earnings growth objectives as the market returns to normalcy. This ends my presentation. Thank you for joining us on this call, and stay safe.